Candidate for the office of mayor is Andrew Sykes. Welcome, Andrew.
Hi, my name is Andrew Sykes and I'm the youngest candidate running for mayor. So let's do a little participatory campaign speech here. Who here loves to pay taxes? Hands up. Nobody? Surprising. Well, the future of our city involves us paying one whack load of taxes. Over the next 9 years, the city will basically run out of money and will be spending approximately $500 million over the next 9 years to cover its borrowing habits. There are several scenarios laid out. This is in front of council at the moment, deciding what to do, how much to raise your taxes over the next 9 years. So I have another solution. In fact, as far as I can tell, I'm the only mayoral candidate that has a solution, that has a new way to make money. And that wonderful scheme is Mississauga running its own cooperative insurance program. This Mississauga would basically run or offer full coverage for $1,000 a pop. Since it's run as a cooperative, basically all the money gets reinvested back into you and reinvested back into the city. Provided that we have 100,000 people joining up to this cooperative car insurance, that's $100 million every single year. And that's a pretty conservative estimate because most of us are paying significantly more for car insurance than just $1,000. It's doable. No one's ever heard of this before, but it is doable. Other policies that I have, green roofs. Since the only place that Mississauga really has to grow is in industrial lands, why not turn it into something else instead of just empty warehouses? There's a business plan, the master business plan, basically calls for turning the last 2,000 acres of Mississauga into industrial land. In the meantime, lots of the industrial units that we have sitting around Mississauga are vacant. So it just doesn't seem to make any sense, in my opinion. Also, congestion on our roads is a major problem. So my solution to this is a program that currently runs in Germany called Grüne Welle, which basically means that they synchronize all the traffic lights. So it's like having a school of fish. As they approach the next stoplight, the light turns green. And as the school of fish progress beyond that stoplight, it turns red, cross traffic can go through. It means that you wait a little longer at a red light, but you could clear a road like Air Mills Parkway, top to bottom, in about 10 minutes. This reduces pollution, this reduces your commute, has a whole bunch of wonderful, wonderful benefits. Pardon me. I'd also like to redo the Parks and Rec program that we have. Basically, Parks and Rec, I'd like to see some parks open 24 hours. Not necessarily all of them, because some of them are relatively small, and I'm certain that you don't want to have a party in your backyard every single night. But there are larger parks, Arendale Park, for example, that really could stay open 24 hours. Being young, not having a lot of money, means that there's not a lot of places to go besides coffee shops. And coffee shops don't really like it when you sit there and don't buy anything. So why not let youth go to places like Arendale Park? Also needs to have some new shade shelters, some new infrastructure, and a whole lot more trees planted in Arendale Park. I'm running out of time. I've got a whole whack load of policies, and I'd love for you to come and talk to me. My name is Andrew Sykes, and I'm running for mayor.